Welcome to another message from Life Point Church, located at 400 South Abilene in Valley Center, Kansas. For more information on Life Point Church, go to our website at lpcag.org. It is our prayer that this message will help you live in focus every day. And now with today's message, here's Pastor Steve Raines.
As I was studying for it, going, man, this is kind of tough in a number of different ways. And so preaching it to myself all week and just trying to meditate and chew on it, it's, you know, in some ways it may be a little bit deeper of a message this morning, but how many know deep is good? You grow when you go deep. Right, if you just camp out on the top level, there's not a whole lot there. But we're gonna, so hopefully some of you will go, man, made me think a little bit today, and I want to be someone that makes you think and has some depth to what we're looking at in Scripture. Last time we were together, we talked about the motives and the means of unity from Philippians chapter 1 chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, and I like the question that author Max Lucado asks, or he talks about in his book, Just Like Jesus. And he says this: what if for one day Jesus were to become you? That's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? Think about it. What if for 24 hours Jesus woke up in your bed, he walked in your shoes, he lived in your house, he assumed your schedule, your boss became his boss, your mother was his mother, your father-in-law was his father-in-law. Your pains became his pains, with one exception. Nothing about your life changes. Your health doesn't change. Your circumstances don't change. There is only one thing that changes. Jesus lived your life with his heart. Your heart gets the day off, and your life is led by the heart of Christ. His priorities govern your actions. His passions drive your decisions. His love directs your behavior. What would that be like? Who would take notice if that happened? How would the next 24 hours be different? I mean, think about your schedule that you're walking into for the next 24 hours. How would that be different? I mean, if you could take a selfie of that day, you would want to capture that, wouldn't you? Because that's what God wants for us. In fact, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, Paul writes, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." In other words, Jesus thinking and Jesus acting is God's desire for us. We're going to look at a powerful portion of Scripture this morning, some of which speak directly to the deity of Christ, just like the song that we sang earlier this morning, I believe in God the Father, I believe in Christ the Son. I think it's important to note that as we look at this portion of Scripture this morning from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, that it was an early hymn of the church that Paul wrote through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Have this mind, or some translations, have this attitude. This attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. And we have to understand who Jesus is. Normally, when someone dies, their impact on the world immediately begins to recede. True? But Jesus inverted that normal human trajectory. His impact was greater 100 years after his death and resurrection than during his life. It was greater still after 500 years. In fact, 1,000 years after Jesus' death and resurrection and ascension, his legacy laid the foundation of much of Europe. after 2,000 years, he has more followers in more places than ever. Think about that. In fact, you know, some of you watched the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago, and some of you just watched it for the commercials. Others of you said, man, I am all about the halftime show. We'll pray for you. But in the halftime show, the artist was Katy Perry. And if you know anything about Katy Perry, go ahead and throw that up there if you would. But if you're like into the social media aspect of the times that we live in, she has 65 million Twitter followers. All right? If you're like, what? She has the most Twitter followers on the face of the earth. What's Twitter? We're not going to get into that. Okay? President Obama has 54.6 million Twitter followers. The president of our United States has less Twitter followers than a pop icon. Crazy. Jimmy Fallon, who hosts the Tonight Show, has 20.5 million Twitter followers. Bill Gates, 19.8 million Twitter followers. And if Jesus had a Twitter page, he has nearly 3 billion followers on the face of the earth. I mean, he is just more than an icon of history. He is the history maker and the history changer. Amen? The Apostle Paul exhorts us in Philippians 2:5, your attitude, your mind should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. How many think that's a little bit challenging? He sets us on a journey that is so much greater than anything that we can muster in our own ability.
This concludes today's message. We hope you can join us next Sunday for services beginning at 10:30 at Life Point Church, located at 400 South Abilene in Valley Center. To get more information on Life Point Church, go to our website at lpcag.org. And we hope you can join us next Sunday with Pastor Steve Rains.